Welcome to the Voice of Hope, Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Every week, the Voice of Hope comes by the radio to Kenya to bring you an encouraging word in the Lord. You can also listen to Voice of Hope by going to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, and you can listen to all my radio programs. So if you miss listening to it on the radio, you can listen to it on your cell phone and receive an encouraging word from the Lord. I invite you to ask your friends to come and listen to Voice of Hope. Maybe you can gather around together and listen to the radio and listen to Voice of Hope and then pray together after the end of the program, because prayer, along with the word, brings faith and transformation. See, sometimes we pray, but the Bible says we pray and our prayers are not answered. Our prayers are void, because we don't pray according to the will of God. We pray according to our will and according to our way. And so when you learn the Word of God, it helps you to pray more effectively, because the Word of God is a revelation of God. It helps to know how God thinks and what God does. See, Jesus constantly walked in power because he knew God and because he had a relationship with God. He says, everything I do, the Father shows me to do, and everything I say, the Father tells me to say. So Jesus' authority came out of his relationship with God. And we develop a relationship with God through, first of all, becoming a child of God, being born again, accepting Jesus our Savior, and giving our lives to him. And then we grow in the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. And we grow to learn how to hear God and walk in his and hear his voice and walk in his ways and walk in his authority. And so it's very important to hear the Word of God. And so after you hear the Voice of Hope, pray together about what you've heard and allow God to seal the Word into your heart. But today I want to talk about walking in victory. God wants every believer, every Christian to walk in victory. Jesus died on the cross for our sin and for our sickness, but he rose again, conquered death, hell, and the grave, conquered the devil, conquered all demonic powers. He now sits in the place of authority over every princely power, ruler of darkness and dominion. Jesus has power over everything today. And so he gives that power to you and me. But we need to learn how to walk in that power, the same power Jesus had, so we can walk in the victory that he has for us. So I want to talk today about walking in the victory that Jesus has purchased for us. And I encourage you to get a piece of paper. I'm going to look at a lot of scriptures, and you can write these scripture verses down and read them later and meditate on them and think about them, and so you can apply them to your lives. You know, Jesus has some things to say about end times and what's going to happen in the end times. I believe we live in end times. We're coming close to the return of Jesus Christ. And so I want to look at two specific scripture verses. One is in Mark chapter 13, verse 5 and 8. Mark 13, verse 5 and 8. Jesus says, take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will deceive many. But when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be troubled, for such things must happen, but the end is not yet. So Jesus talks here about some things that are happen toward the end of the age. And one thing he talks about is deception. Many people are going to be deceived in the last day. Because many people don't know the Word of God, they'll be deceived by what they see. They'll be deceived by miracles, be deceived by what other people do and think. And one of the greatest attacks of the enemy against us is deception. He deceives us. See, when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, everything was perfect. They had a good relationship with God. God came down the garden every evening and talked with them, and they had a good relationship with God. And God told them they could eat all the fruit, any fruit of the garden, except the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. The day they ate that fruit, they would die. And so one day, Adam and Eve are looking at the tree that God told them not to eat from, and Satan appears as a snake. And he says to them, Did God tell you not to eat of this fruit, and if you did, you would die? You're not going to die, because God knows when you eat of this fruit, you're going to be just like him. See, that's deception. See, God told them the truth. God told them, if you eat of this fruit, you're going to die. But the Satan brought a deception. He says, no, you won't die. God just knows that if you eat of this fruit, you're going to be wise like God. See, that's deception. And so Eve took of the fruit, she ate, and she gave it to Adam, he ate. And because of that, sin came into the world. And all the problems we have today came because of disobedience to God. And that disobedience came because of deception. See, the enemy comes and lies to us, and he tells us, oh, if you'll do this, you're going to prosper. You know, when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Satan came and says, and Jesus was hungry because he hadn't eaten for 40 days. And Satan comes to him, oh, you're the Son of God. You have all power. Why don't you turn these stones into bread? Jesus had the power to do that, but he knew not to do it because he was yielding to the voice of Satan. And he says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So Satan went to another deception. He said, Jesus, he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of this world. And he said, if you will bow down to me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of this world. See, that's deception. See, because the moment Jesus would bow down to Satan, Satan would have authority over him. And he would not have the power over all the kingdoms of this world. See, Satan comes deception. He says, I'm going to give you all these wonderful things if you'll do this and that. But Jesus refused the deception. And so in the last days, Jesus says, many are going to be deceived. Satan's going to deceive many people, and they're going to follow other things. You know, God wants us to walk in victory. But Satan brings deception so that we look away from God and we look to something else. Instead of seeking God for help, we seek other people for help. Instead of putting our confidence in God, we put our confidence in other things. That's a deception. Deception is taking your eyes off of God. A deception is thinking that something is real, which is not real, is real. That's deception. You know, one day in Kenya, I was driving my car down the road, and some people were standing by the road, and they were waving at me to stop. So I stopped, and this mechanic came up, and he says, you know, you're leaking brake fluid. There's a fluid that makes your brakes work, and you're leaking it, and you need to fix it. And he said, let me go down and fix it for you. So he got underneath, and he got some brake fluid on his finger, and he showed it to me. See, the brake fluid is coming out. But you see, I knew my brakes were okay. But he had put some brake fluid on his finger to make me think that my brake fluid was leaking, and so that I would have to pay him to fix it. But see, I knew the truth. I knew my car was well maintained. It was not leaking brake fluid. And so I did agree with his deception. I said, no, my brakes are fine. They're not leaking fluid. They're okay. But he said, look, there's fluid on my finger. It's leaking. You see, that's the deception. See, enemy comes with deception, that this, you need to do this or that. And we can't fall to deception. One of the greatest things that's going to happen in the last days is many will be deceived. And then the second thing is that you hear of wars and rumors of wars. Do not be troubled or afraid. He says, these things will happen, but the end has not come. So the first thing is deception. The second thing is fear. And, you know, there are lots of conflict happening in the world today. We're having these conflicts in the Congo, and it threatens to come into Burundi and Rwanda. And it can cause fear in the hearts of people. And if you listen to the news, you listen to all these terrible things, and fear can come into your heart because the enemy wants to bring fear into your heart. And there is going to be increased conflict in these last days. Jesus said there are going to be more wars and rumors of wars. Why? Because the kingdom of God is coming into the kingdom of the world. There's a greater conflict happening between Satan and God. God, the kingdom of God, is coming in, and he's pushing in on the kingdom of Satan. And that's causing increased conflict. So things are going to get worse and worse in the world. And When things get worse, the enemy, first of all, wants to try to deceive us. Secondly, he wants to try to put fear in us. But we have to overcome those. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute, how we can overcome those two things. The second thing I want to look at that Jesus warned us about was in Matthew chapter 24, verse 11 through 14. Matthew 24, verse 11 through 14. And Jesus said, many false prophets will rise and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So again, Jesus warns of deception, that there are going to be false prophets that will come that will deceive many. They will say they're speaking for God, but they're not speaking for God. And the way you know whether they're speaking the truth or not is you have a relationship with God, you know the Word of God, and you walk according to the Spirit of God. If you don't know the Word of God, you can fall to deception because you don't know what the truth is, so people can deceive you with something else. So there are going to be false prophets, false pastors, false teachers that don't teach the Word of God. They teach something else that's a deception. And then he says there will be lawlessness. People will not abide by the law. People will do what they want to do. The Bible says people will do what they think is good. And so that everyone does what they think is good, it creates lawlessness. See, lawlessness, laws bring order. Laws bring order. When you have lawlessness, people don't follow what they're supposed to do. Everyone does what they want to do, and it causes conflict. And he says, lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will grow cold. Now, people, instead of loving one another, they will cheat and take advantage of one another because they're looking for money, looking for power, looking for control, and they don't love people. See, when you walk in God, you walk in love. And we just said the first commandment is to love God with all your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said there is even a greater command. You're supposed to love others the same way that Jesus loves us. See, love is the foundation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, that whoever believes in him may be saved. Why did Jesus come? Because of love. How are we going to reach the world? Because we love the world. And the world is going to be continued. There's going to be growing hate, growing anger, growing deception in the world, growing lawlessness in the world. But we don't walk according to the world because we are children of God. So we don't walk according to lawlessness. We abide by the Word of God. And we have the love of God in the heart. Jesus said, love your enemies. Do good to those who despitefully use you and take advantage of you. That is what we do as Christians. That's what we do. And then he said, lastly, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. So before Jesus can come back, the gospel must be preached in all the world. And so the enemy wants to hinder us from preaching the gospel. So the enemy brings fear. Right now, there's growing fear in the Congo. There's some fear growing in Burundi because of the conflict going in the Congo. And if we're not careful because of fear, we retreat away from the conflict. You know, when COVID happened, many people were fearful because of COVID. They quit going to church. They quit worshiping God because of fear. See, even though things are getting darker in the world, the light of Jesus Christ wants to grow greater in us. The darker it gets, the more light you have. The darker the world gets, the more light of Jesus we have in us. We don't retreat. We don't hide from the conflict. We don't hide from the lawlessness. We don't hide from deception. No, we get out there and speak the truth of the gospel. See, we walk in victory by the power of Jesus Christ. And we have to get in there and preach the gospel because Jesus is not going to come back till the gospel's preached all over the world to every people group. That's all Muslim countries, Hindu countries, all countries of the world. The gospel must be preached before Jesus will come back again. See, the enemy wants us to be fearful and hide in our church, hide in our home. Don't get out there and preach because something bad may happen to you. No, no. God has empowered us by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God to preach the gospel even when there are times are difficult, to preach the gospel even when we face opposition, to preach the gospel even if we don't have money. We preach the gospel because God has called us to preach the gospel. He gives us the power to preach the gospel, and He's given us the Spirit to overcome the power of the enemy. See, when problems come, Jesus, God wants to show forth His power. God wants to show forth His love because God wants to overcome the enemy. God spoke to me, when the enemy becomes big, God becomes bigger. When the enemy brings problems, God empowers us more so we can walk in the victory in the middle of our problems. So we're not here to hide from the enemy. We're here to take on the enemy. When David came and he met Goliath, everyone else is running away from Goliath, but David didn't run away from Goliath. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who defies the armies of the living God? See, David walked in the authority of God. He didn't walk in the authority of a soldier. He walked in the authority of God. And so when he faced Goliath, everyone else ran away, but David did not run away from the problem because he knew he had the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He had the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome the enemy. And he just killed Goliath and defeated the enemy. As a result of that, all the other Israelites got courage and they chased the Philistines and defeated them. But David had to stand up in the midst of the battle. You see, God is looking for people who will stand up in the midst of the battle, who will not be afraid, who will be an example of courage when problems come. And problems are coming. Problems are increasing. There may be a lack of money. There may be other things coming on. But we can't retreat because God has called us to evangelize. God has called us to preach the gospel in all nations, and then He's going to come back again. So God is looking for a Christian who have courage to stand up for right, to stand up for the Word of God, who will not compromise himself, who will not be deceived, who will not walk in fear, but will walk in the victory that Jesus has for them. So I want to look at several verses today about how to walk in victory. And in John 16:30, Jesus said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Jesus says, we're going to have problems in the world, but we can be of good cheer. We can rejoice even in the middle of the problem because Jesus has overcome the world. You know, when Paul and Silas were preaching the gospel, they were beaten and they were thrown into prison, a very dark prison. Their hands and feet were put in chains. Their backs were all bloody from beating. And in the middle of the night, in the darkness, in this terrible prison, Paul and Silas didn't complain. They started to worship God. They began to worship God. And they lifted their voices and worshiped God and gave God praise and glory. There were no instruments. There was no music. They just worshiped from their heart because they had faith in God in the middle of a very terrible situation. They didn't grumble. They didn't complain. They didn't give up. They worshiped God in the midst of a terrible situation. Everybody in the prison could hear him worshiping God. And as a result of that, God shook the prison. He not only set Paul and Silas free, but he set everybody else in the prison free. Why? Because Paul and Silas, when they were beaten, when they were thrown in prison, they didn't give up. They didn't become discouraged. They didn't become fearful. They worshiped God. They did the will of God. They preached the gospel of God in a very dark, difficult situation. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. We don't have the victory in our own power. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. In 1 John 4:4, says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them because greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. I love that scripture, 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children. See, he calls us little children. See, David didn't overcome the enemy because he was a powerful soldier. He overcame the enemy because he had faith in God, because he trusted in God. He was like a child who trusted in his parents. See, we don't overcome the enemy because we're a great evangelist or a great preacher or have a great ministry. No, we overcome the enemy because we have a great God that lives in us if we are children of God. It says, you're of God, little children. Are you a child of God today? Are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Is the Holy Spirit living in you today? If you say no to that, then you need to accept Jesus as your Savior. Not just accept Him as a Savior, you need to be born again. Become a new person in Christ Jesus. You need to let the Holy Spirit come in you and begin to stir up faith and power in you. You are of God, little children, and have overcome the world because greater is He that's in you than he that is in the world. Who is greater? The one that's in you, because Jesus lives in you. The Holy Spirit lives in you, and you walk by the authority and power of Jesus Christ. In 2 Timothy 1:5, it says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if you have fear, that's not from God. Fear from Satan. See, Satan tries to bring fear into people. Satan brought fear into all the Israelites when Goliath showed up, but he didn't bring fear into David because David had power, love, and a sound mind. Power, love, and a sound mind. He had the power of God. He had love for God. So you need to love God with all your heart. Paul and Silas worship God in the middle of prison because they love God with all their heart. You know, when COVID happened, people quit going to church. They quit worshiping God. They quit studying God's word. Why? They thought they had to go to church to worship. No, you don't worship God just in church. You worship God every day. You worship God in the morning. You worship God at night. You spend time in God's word in the morning. You spend time in God's word at night. You meditate on the word of God day and night. That's what David told you. And if you meditate on the word of God day and night, you're going to prosper in everything you do. That's what David said. And David knew how to walk with God. See, it's our attitude of our heart. You see, we are God's children. See, when the enemy comes against me, I don't become discouraged. I don't give up. And I have problems just like everybody else. Sickness comes on me. I have other problems come into my life. But I am more than a conqueror through Him who loved us, and that's Jesus Christ. And so when problems come, I start claiming the word of God. I start claiming that I am an overcomer through Jesus Christ. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, because greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. I begin to worship God. Lord God, you're worthy of praise and glory. You're worthy of honor. Lord God, I worship, I praise your name. See, I can praise God in any situation. I don't need an instrument. I don't need music. I'm not a worship leader. That doesn't make any difference. I can worship God. I can lift up the name of God. And when I start to worship God, just like I did a few minutes ago, Lord, you're worthy of glory and praise. You know what arises in me? Faith arises in my heart, and strength arises in me, because I've taken my focus off of my problem and I put my focus on God. Because God is my source, God is my strength, God is my supplier, God is my healer, God is my deliverer. So I focus on God, I worship God. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. You know, love overcomes everything. When you walk in love, you're not afraid of anything, because love overcomes everything. Love for God and love for people. See, I don't get afraid of people because I love people. When you reach out in love, people can't come against love. I've had people threaten me, but I just reached out and told them, God loves you. Even though I tell them God loves you and God cares about you. What is that person going to do when you tell them God loves you? Even though they don't love you, you tell them God loves you and I love you. See, love overcomes fear. Love overcomes the enemy. Love overcomes every power of the enemy. Love conquers all things. Paul said, everything will go away, but love will endure, and love overcomes everything. And a sound mind. See, a sound mind is based on the word of God. See, some people, they're happy one day and sad another day. Some people think one thing and then another thing. They're discouraged and everything. See, you don't have a sound mind. See, when your mind is fixed on God, your mind is not troubled by fear. Your mind is not troubled by doubts and things. See, we spend too much time listening to the radio, listen to bad news, and our mind is filled with bad news. The Bible says that a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In other words, the way you think is the way you are. And so if you listen to the bad news all the time, you're going to be filled with fear. You're going to fall into deception. You're going to become angry or discouraged because of the news. No, I have good news today, and the good news comes from the Word of God. The good news is that we have the victory through Jesus Christ, that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, that no weapon formed against can prosper because we are children of Almighty God. See, I don't listen to bad news. I listen to good news. And if I listen to bad news, I pray about what God wants me to do. If I hear something is going on that's bad, I pray for the people that are involved in that thing. I come against it in the power of the Holy Spirit and the authority of Jesus Christ. Romans 10:15 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So as we learn the Word of God, we learn how to hear the voice of God. See, when the bad situation comes, the discouragement comes, the problem comes, we need to listen to the voice of God. How can you listen to the voice of God? How can you know God? You know God through the Word of God. David told us to meditate on the Word of God day and night. See, the more time you spend in the Bible, the Word of God, the more you know God. See, when you read the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you see how Jesus did things. And when you encounter a problem, you respond like Jesus did. How did Jesus do things? What did Jesus do in that situation? Read the book of Acts. How did the apostles handle the problems they faced in the early church? God wants to empower you the same way because you're a child of God. Just like Peter was a child of God, Paul was a child of God, you're a child of God. The same authority that Paul had, the same authority that Peter had, is the same authority you have if you have a relationship with God, if you walk in faith, and you walk according to the Word of God. God has not given a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, God is calling us to walk in the victory that He has purchased for us. God's calling you to walk. God is looking for people in Kenya and Uganda, people in Rwanda and Burundi, people in every nation, men and women, believers that know God, that walk in His authority, that walk in the knowledge of God, that walk in the victory of God. God is raising up an army in these last days of people who know their God. In Daniel 11:32, it says, the people who know their God will be strong and do great things. The people who know their God. So God wants to come into your life today. God wants to transform your life today. Lord God, I just pray as people pray together after this broadcast. I pray the Spirit of God will rise up in them. The Spirit of faith, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of knowledge of You, Lord God, will grow in them. Lord, I pray You'll give them a victory over every power of the enemy. In Jesus' name, amen. So I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. Invite your friends to listen to Voice of Hope. Go to my website, voiceofhopetoday.org, and learn of God, learn of the Word of God, and overcome in every part of your life. I pray you have a great week walking with the Lord. Invite your friends, and Lord willing, I'll talk to you next Sunday on the Voice of Hope. God bless. Bye-bye.